Now, what is Two-Eyed John all about that makes it so important? Well, John, in his epistles, confines his message to the family of God. The little children are to love each other in the family of God. And this is the mark of a child of God. Love Christ and love the brethren. And the brethren are to be distinguished by their attitude and relationship to Christ. In other words, to deny the deity of Christ is the very spirit of Antichrist. And this is the way that you recognize the other little children, is because of their relationship to Christ. And also their love for the other children in the family of God. And that is also one of the two distinguishing marks of a child of God. I think we ought to go back and pick it up again. In 1 John 3:10, I'm reading. Now listen to this again. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Now that is cast in the negative purposely, so there'd be no way in the world for any individual who claims to be a Christian and does not measure up to sort of wiggle out of this. Well, you can't wiggle out of this one, because if you do not righteousness, you're not a God. Now, to be a Christian means that you practice in your life righteousness. These are the outward badges of a child of God. You are to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Now, the proof of it is, to others, is that you practice righteousness in your life. And if you don't love your brother, now this is a Christian brother. This is not the universal brotherhood of man. Bible doesn't teach that. But if you do not love your Christian brother, then you're not a child of God. I didn't say that. John said that. And if you want to take it up with him, then you take it up with him. But don't take it up with me, because I didn't say that. John said, that's the mark. That's the way you tell. Now, how about the lost sinner who's not in the family of God? Are we to love him? Well, we're told that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, will you listen to me carefully? We're to love them to the extent of taking the gospel to them. We're not to love them as sinners. We're not to love their sin. And I don't see that we're asked to love them personally, because they're very unattractive for the most part. But the interesting thing, we are to love them to the extent of taking the gospel to them. And as we saw in the book of Jonah, Jonah did not love Ninevites, but God sent him there because God loved them. And God said, since I've loved them and they've turned to me, Jonah, I want you to love them. Then Jonah loved them. So that is the relationship the child of God has to the lost world. Love the world to take the gospel to them. But you can't love the sinner and his sin. We're not asked to do that. We're asked to love them enough to take the gospel to them. That's the important thing. We're to love them in that sense, because God loves them. When they turn to Christ, we'll love them also. Now, the question arises, how about false teachers, those who deny the deity of Christ? And John's going to make it very clear in this second epistle here that is something we need to beware of. He says in verse 7 of this little epistle, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Now, what about false teachers? What should be our relationship to them? All right, Now, will you follow me very carefully, because this is going to be the nub of this epistle. And if you and I don't get this, we're going to go haywire in our interpretation and come up with a pseudo-liberal viewpoint. Because all of this love, love, love stuff today, actually, it's not exactly biblical at all. Because they say we're to love everybody. Well, there's some that we're told not to love and be very careful of. We're told love not the world, the things that are in the world. And the things that are in the world are identified with these people in the world that have made it as it is. Our love is to take the gospel to them, to give them the word of God. Now, let me say this, and I'm turning over in my mind. How am I going to approach this to make this clear today? Because this is going to go contrary to the thinking of a great many people today. And I'm not concerned about what you think about me in this connection. I am concerned that you see what the Word of God has to say.